Hey everybody, welcome back to Explain Like I'm 5, the podcast where we take the questions you always wanted to ask and talk about them in a way that's easy to understand. We are your hosts. I'm Tim.
And I'm Kevin.
So Kevin, today we're talking about a topic that comes up with children quite a bit, and that is eczema. Why does scratching eczema-affected skin feel so good, whether you're a child or an adult? It kind of provides relief in that moment, when in reality, it actually worsens the condition itself.
Oh, so there's two answers to this one. You know, the instant feel goods because it comes from overriding the itch signals, which literally any other stimulus. And well, this overriding can be pretty pleasurable to the brain, that it can make other forms of pain actually feel good. And this is because that itch signal is in place. So you do scratch, well, because it's meant to help the body, human body realize that there's something irritating that skin that maybe needs to quickly be removed before it causes other kind of serious damage. Albeit here, the brain is kind of easily tricked and the itch response is often triggered by things that won't be really helped by scratching.
I see.
The other reason is that it can feel good is because, well, intense scratching can temporarily release some histamine from that itchy area. And histamine is the itchy chemical. So this release temporarily relieves that itch, but because of the damage caused by the scratching, actually more histamine is produced and makes you even more itchy afterwards.
Okay, so you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, it's hard, I know, but yeah, try not to. Scratching can provide that temporary relief from itching, but it can actually damage the skin and make your eczema worse. It's really a bit of a vicious cycle, right? The more you scratch, the more itchy and inflamed the skin becomes.
Okay, so let's back up and Eli 5 explain what eczema is, in fact.
Sure. Eczema is a chronic skin condition that causes the skin to become itchy and red and dry and cracked. It's a pretty common condition, especially in children, but it can occur at any age. Eczema is sometimes scientifically referred to as dermatitis, but some people view the two as kind of slightly different. So people don't agree as to whether they mean the exact same thing.
Why is it that eczema often appears in small patches on the body rather than being spread out?
So eczema tends to appear in very specific areas of the body depending on the age of the person. For infants, it often appears on the face, while in older children and adults, it's actually more common on the hands. Also insides of the elbows or behind the knees. The reason for this is not entirely clear, but it may have to do with the way our skin barrier function varies in different parts of the body.
And are there some common triggers for a flare-up in eczema?
Oh, yeah, it can be. There are a variety of factors that can cause a flare-up. Irritants like soaps and detergents, even things like stress, heat, and sweating, or even certain types of foods or allergens. It's different for everyone. So it is important for people with eczema to identify their own triggers and try to avoid them.
I believe eczema cannot be cured, but can only be managed. Is this correct?
Yeah, exactly. Eczema is a chronic condition, which means it is long-lasting and often lifelong. It's thought to be caused by a combination of genetic and environmental factors. And while we can manage the symptoms, we can't change the underlying cause. That's why all the focus is on managing the symptoms and preventing flare-ups.
So how does hydrocortisone work in relieving the itchiness and inflammation caused by something like eczema?
Oh, so hydrocortisone, it's a type of medication, right? Often known as a corticosteroid. And it works by reducing the inflammation in the skin, which primarily helps to relieve all that itching and that redness. So it's often used as a first-line treatment for mild to moderate eczema.
I see. And finally, is eczema contagious? Can it be passed on to another person?
It cannot. It's a pretty common misconception that it can be contagious, but that's not true. It's entirely a genetic condition, not an infectious one. You know, another misconception is that eczema is also just a skin problem. But in fact, it's an immune system disorder that kind of affects the skin.
Interesting. Well, thank you for filling us in. Did you learn something new? If you did, send us an email. We are at eli5thepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, especially when you have comments and suggestions for us. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, please do take the time to leave us a rating on iTunes, because it helps other people to discover our podcast, and we very much appreciate that. As always, thanks to the community at r/explainlikeim5, and we will see you all next week.